USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. The U.S. Senate is now considering the bill to raise the debt ceiling and roll back some federal spending, the measure that passed the House by a nearly 3-1 margin last night.
We were never going to allow a default.
New York Republican Mike Lawler on why he voted yes. On the other side, South Carolina Republican Nancy Mace.
It was a bad deal, and that's not what the American people wanted. They wanted actual spending cuts for raising the debt ceiling, and that's not what they got last night.
And as for Senate action today,
there will be some sort of an arrangement worked out where the amendment votes will take place. Most all of them, in fact, will fail, and this bill will be passed in time. It seems now not a matter of if, but when. It could happen as soon as tonight, for instance, if they can come to some sort of an agreement.
NBC correspondent Ryan Nobles on Capitol Hill. Several reports quote Justice Department sources as saying the special counsel has a recording from 2021 of former President Trump talking about a classified Defense Department document he took from the White House. Legal analyst Barbara McQuaid says that could be a violation of the 100-year-old Espionage Act.
The Espionage Act was passed during the time of World War I, before we had the current classification system. Instead, it just talks about national defense information. And so that takes this whole issue of classification off the table. It completely moots any argument about whether Trump either did or thought he could declassify information.
The information reportedly a document on scenarios for a potential attack on Iran. On this first day of hurricane season, the National Hurricane Center is watching a low-pressure system in the Gulf of Mexico that has about a 50-50 chance of becoming a tropical depression or storm. It's expected to drench the Florida Gulf Coast this weekend. It may take you a bit longer to board your flight on Spirit Airlines today. Spirit says its website, mobile app, and airport check-in kiosks were down due to what it will only call a technical issue. This is USA News.
We're recording this progressive commercial on a real boat to let people know that when you bundle your home, boat, and other vehicles...
What was that boat?
Progressive saves you money, Jamie.
Why are we doing this on a boat?
We were going for authenticity.
We're going to the city?
Authenticity.
You mean Atlantic City? But we're not in the Atlantic. Are we?
Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised.
California is a step closer to banning state workers from using TikTok on their work phones. A bill moving its way through the state legislature would ban social media apps considered high risk. A new department within NASA is taking a new look at something that's been around and been unexplained for several decades, what used to be called UFOs, unidentified flying objects. The group held its first public hearing yesterday, sharing video of objects in the sky moving in ways that experts can't explain. Astrophysicist Adam Frank says it's about time government officials started taking the issue seriously.
And then we'll be in a position to, you know, to begin to say whether or not there's anything actually unusual here and whether there's anything that even goes beyond human physics.
The head of a similar group within the Defense Department says they get as many as 100 reports a month, and as many as 5% of them appear to be what experts now call UAP, unexplained anomalous phenomena. A new hotel concept's opening in Las Vegas tomorrow. The Lexi will be the town's first cannabis-inclusive hotel, meaning you'll be able to light up in the rooms. But how long will it stay open? The Lexi does not have a cannabis consumption lounge license, and Nevada law bans cannabis consumption in public places. But the hotel owners contend that Nevada law is not clear on cannabis use inside the privacy of a hotel room, so they say they're okay. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.